Good morning. I'm Tom A. Reese, and this is New Mexico in the Morning. And this morning, our guest is Chinese dissident Lily Williams, who defected to the U.S. from China, landing in Austin, Texas, with only $40 in her purse in 1979. Now she makes public appearances speaking about the oppression of communism and the wave of socialism sweeping through the United States. So, Lily, you came here by yourself.
Well, I came over 2 months before my 24th birthday, and I was a law school faculty in Chinese top 5 universities in Shanghai. I had to give my dream up. I was going to do law and change China from a society ruled by man to a society rule of law. Once I become faculty, no longer college student, all that the party domination, PC, and oppression coming, I just feel like I cannot see my life going on like this in China, to climb the ladder,
right,
continue to be oppressed, no academic freedom, one party dictatorship. And I just said, hey, I gotta leave China. I gotta figure out how, what happened when I was college student third year. I met an American exchange student at a dancing party, because China opened up after Deng Xiaoping took over the power. We had a foreign student coming. He said, Lily, come to my dormitory. I will show you something from America. I had no idea what he was going to show me. I thought it was some kind of artistic item. But he actually showed me a pocket constitution he brought over to China. And he read to me the first paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. And it's like, oh, man, I'm created equal. You got to see my light bulbs came on. And I never heard of individual rights before, natural rights, as a person.
Right,
we talk about workers' rights, parents' rights. We talk about all the other collective rights. It's like I have a right as individual, as me.
As a human
being. It's not given to me by my government. But I feel like, you know what, I cannot be silenced. I have to speak the truth. I have to tell my story.
Was it everything that you heard, what America was?
Well, when I went to apply for passport, they told me, don't you love China, your country anymore? Why do you have to go to imperialist America? So America was all bad in the Chinese government eyes. We were brainwashed to believe that. But my friend who come to this country, they show me just beautiful country. But what I did not expect is all the modern, you know, like grocery stores, plenty of food supplies, and lots of cars instead of bicycles and people. You know, I went through a cultural shock. I mean, I could not eat a cheese, could not eat a steak for a long time.
Why?
And I was staring at all the products on the shelf of grocery store, cannot decide what to buy. You have so many choices, so many brands on every product.
Right. So you went to town, didn't you?
China, I was like, wow. I mean, I got used to the choices, how to shop, like what brand to buy, what price, but I have been part of American mainstream culture because I'm married to an American citizen from Texas, Austin, and we raised 3 children, and we bought a house later in Colorado and started my own business. So it's like I'm a part of American dream. I always tell people, look, this is where I lived in China, best apartment in my entire life.
Wow.
And this is our house in Parker, Colorado. Don't you love capitalism or you want to go back to socialism?
Right.
People can say it's a sharp contrast.
Do a lot of the citizens there in China, is there dreams to come to the U.S. or is there the hopes that the government will somehow change?
Well, we had a hope for the government to change, have a political reform. Remember Tiananmen Square massacre?
Yes.
And that's when the hope for the government to have political reform was highest. Students, civilians all went to street in Tiananmen Square for a couple months to demand for more freedom and for more reforms and end the corruption. But that dream got shattered. Lots of my friends fled China after that. They lost hope.
Right.
They said we have a one-party dictatorship and over 10,000 people were crushed down, killed by their own soldiers with guns and tanks, and were citizens, students were not violent. So, but Deng Xiaoping continued after the crashdown. He continued to promote economical reform, and it is precisely the market reform lifted more Chinese out of poverty in the past 40 years. But it just political reform never came. In the 90s was better, but with now the new president, China is going backwards. The political pressure is so severe. You know what, if I'm speaking to you the way I am doing in China, I go straight to jail. I disappear. I had to cancel my trip for last month. Wow. Not to go to China, because I was warned, maybe you are dissident, you have been giving speeches, you are under right. their radar. You don't want to disappear into their black presence, and we want you to stay in this country.
Yeah, that's got to be tough for you, because you still have family over there, don't you?
Most of my families are still in China. My three uncles, one aunt, lots of cousins, one younger brother, his wife. And I did bring my parents and one brother over after I become citizens. They were closest to me. And the thing is, though, and I tell people, please get my message to the mainstream. The more famous I become, maybe the safer when I go to China.
Right. So now you settled in, and actually you have become, and you and your husband have become real estate moguls in a way, right?
I was laid off. My American dream got crushed, and I started my own business. My dream is always only my own piece of business, work for myself as an entrepreneur. But I become China business consultant. It was not profitable until 2008, got into real estate. The timing was good. And then, I worked for myself. My husband continued to work for an aerospace company.
Uh-huh.
And I built that small business nicely. That enabled me to travel around in the country today to give my speeches, because you can conduct real estate business on your cell phone everywhere you go.
Yeah.
But it was a long journey. I mean, it was like you have to save money. You have to get on your knees to clean the houses, clean the toilets. And that's why when Obama said, "You did not build that," I got so mad. It's like, who helped me to clean the toilets, clean the houses when I was fixing things up?
Right.
And rent the house out. It's like, of course, we did it. When other people were drinking the bars, have fun. My husband and I did not have one weekend in 2009 when we got into this real estate investment business. We even hired our small children to paint the first house. I paid them a little bit of money. I want them to taste. This is the beginning of my mom and dad building a home business. And I want them to experience that, to see how we turn little shabby, dirty house into nice, livable, quality housing for the tenants. And my kids remember that little house, actually. It's good for them to experience that. But the thing is, though, it's all hard work and saving money, invest wisely. I thought this is what Americans are supposed to do in order to achieve your American dream.
Well, let me ask you about that, because a lot of people, especially the Republicans across the country, are very concerned about where this country is going. And if you watch the news, it's got a very socialist agenda to it. If you could say something to, especially the millennials and those who are kind of wondering, what should I do? Should I become more socialist involved, or should I keep forward with what America has been like, which is freedom? Does that look a lot like the China that you lived in, the way this country's going?
Well, after 20 years in this country, I had to do deep soul searching and reading Milton Friedman's books in order to get rid of my own indoctrination. After 20 years, I finally woke up, become an independent thinker, and got into politics, pay attention, and found out this country is going down the wrong path. They're talking the same kind of talk that I heard in China all the time. That's how I become political activist, because that scares me. It's like, how come socialism is chasing me everywhere? This is a free country. How come people are doing this stuff that I recognize are just similar to what the people are doing in China? Even talk the same, the same languages. So I become activist and tell people, warning people, we don't want to go down to the past that way. We need to have a smaller government.
Right.
I'm afraid of a huge monster's government, because it can be so abusive, out of control, and government is about force. And they will force you to follow the laws. If you don't, you get locked up and go to jail. I would like to see individual rights, freedom, a lot bigger, more powerful, and thrive in this country in a free market economy.
Right.
But lots of people don't understand that. They live through that. They always say government should do this, government should do that. I have gone to over 40 universities, high schools, middle schools, to connect with our youth. You got to see their face when I show my picture, tell them my personal stories. I just went to a middle school, 500 students. Those kids were so focused on my pictures, my stories. They were very interesting, and they said they have never heard such stories before. They never heard about Cultural Revolution and Chairman Mao. They heard a little bit about communism, but they really don't have lots of detailed information about what could happen to you.
Right.
The goal of socialism is to reach communism. Children really do not have another side of opinion and information.
So, Lily, do you think that the speeches you've been giving across the country, and then you'll be here in New Mexico next Thursday, do you think it'll open some eyes for those who think that the current trend of the country is good?
Yes, I think individual can make difference. I went to West Virginia University. One Bernie Sanders student come to listen to my talk. 2 weeks later, he went back to Turning Point USA and told them, please tell Lily she completely changed my mind on socialism, and I will go come to your organizational meetings now. And I sent that to my sponsor to say, look, one student saved at a time. And I have 78 students writing to me from Georgia High School that after my 1 day spending there, they all thank me for my stories and tell them their impressions and feel inspired. They needed to care for the freedom of this country and achieve their American dreams and do not ever give up. It was a very moving, touching, all handwriting. And I feel like our students really just need to know what happened in real history by being a great storyteller instead of go out lecture them and give them statistics. Personal stories are so much more effective. I'm not partisan. When I go out, I just put my pictures up.
Right.
Just tell them about my family, about the poverty under mile, and what clothes girls were allowed to wear. I mean, this girl told me 2 days ago, Lily, was horrible. I mean, girls cannot even choose their clothes color, hairstyle,
wow.
Cannot wear makeup, cannot date. Think about your personal freedom, which is very important to our young people. Basically, next to zero to exist. And there's no private property ownership. Maybe you can own a bicycle,
yeah.
a radio, nothing else you can own. So the kids just really were looking forward to say really eye-opening. I think I made a deep impression and put some seeds in their mind.
How about Christianity? Is it allowed there in China?
Well, I talk about a total religious ban under Mao. I was Buddhist, and our temples were shutting down. Christians were prosecuted. Then they made all the monks come out, denounce their scripture. Christians have to stand up, denounce Bible. So you have to pledge your loyalty to only communism, to Chairman Mao. He become like a God and Jesus. Even today, all the different religious believers are facing huge, huge oppressions in China. Some go to concentration camps,
mm-hmm.
like the Uyghurs in Northwest Xinjiang province. Just because you don't comply to what the Chinese government wants you to believe. And they're so afraid of losing control because other people believe other gods, other religions. Tibetans who are Buddhists and the Christians in my home state, Sichuan province, and they all have been prosecuted. And home churches are banned. They had to take Bibles and their songs to the public street because they couldn't even gather at home anymore. So that's what happens. People don't realize under, communism, people do not have any free speech, free press, and free religion. You have to only comply to one brand of statism to believe what they want you to believe.
Yeah.
And the young people who are very big on personal freedom, they need to realize that. Maybe they will stay away from, I don't want to make the U.S. government too big. They're going to tell me now what to say, what to do, and what to worship.
Right. Now, the President Trump, what do you think of the president right now of the United States?
I think President Trump's policies are doing country lots of good. You know that we supported his tax cut, we supported his deregulation, and he is a fighter, he's a patriot. You know that I realize, even though his personal character is not what we normally would think as a president, but he's doing lots of good things for the country. I mean, compared with what the leftists wanted to do to this country, I think 2020 is a huge challenging year for us. You know, we really need to make sure the socialists do not win. And I'm glad to hear they did not pass the new Green Deal, because
right.
I even offered to go debate Bernie Sanders and AOC. But of course, they were not given a chance because I think I will crush them. If they talk about socialism, talk about public-owned means of production, I would just tell my personal stories and ask them, have they ever ate rat meat? We were starving in China. We had to trap rats, because there's never enough food supplies.
Right.
I think I can put them on the spot, but I'm hoping I will have opportunity to debate those people someday.
There you go. Well, Lily, we're running out of time. We're going to looking forward to seeing you on Thursday. So, Lily, do you think we can move you to New Mexico so you can run for the governorship? Or? Another office.
Actually, my in-law's family, my mother-in-law's family, originally are from New Mexico. Her father, John's grandfather, was the first chemical engineering graduate from Massachusetts State University.
Right.
And they're very proud. I'm going there and this coming week to speak there. I think it's Wednesday night. And it's a beautiful state. I love New Mexico. I went there many times. We're going to have a family reunion there this July in Red River,
New Mexico. Oh, cool. Yes, yes.
But just the politics really sucks. I don't understand why people want to enslave themselves by relying on government.
Boy.
I always promote freedom and personal responsibilities. Mm-hmm. When you rely on government, they can enslave you, take all your stuff away.
Lily, thank you very much. We will talk to you when you're here on Thursday, all righty?
Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. Lily Tang Williams, our guest on New Mexico in the Morning.